When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Let's check in with Jamie Bronstein, relationship therapist and coach in Los Angeles. She grew up on the North Shore of Chicago. Jamie, I'm curious, before we get into this discussion about reigniting the sexual spark, now that I assume you're seeing clients via Zoom, are people more honest and more open and maybe more likely to talk about things like sex because they're not with you in person?
Do you know what? I think ever since COVID and the fall of the sex happening, people are even more just needing someone to talk to. So I would say yes.
And this business about reviving a stalled sex life, true that evolution works against us here because we're predisposed to become obsessed with a new partner to bond. So we're fighting brain chemicals here, aren't we?
Absolutely. You know, there is something about the novelty of someone new, the novelty of just the not monotony of sex. So that's why it's really important for couples to do new things, whether it's in the bedroom or not in the bedroom. And you're right. When we do new things, we raise our dopamine levels, and our dopamine activates testosterone, and testosterone drives sexual desire in both men and women. So it is really important to do new things with that person to, you know, make things better. And I believe if you had it once, you can get it back.
And when you talk about do new things, we don't have to go nuts here, do we? Just something to change it up, you're saying.
Absolutely. I mean, even just going to a new restaurant, going on a date in general, some couples don't even think about that. Taking a new route when you go on a walk, going somewhere new on vacation, cooking something together, having fun and laughing. I mean, these things don't have to be expensive. They don't have to be extravagant. And like I did say, it is important, you know, in the bedroom and not in the bedroom. So in the bedroom, you know, try something new. You're never too old.
Yeah. I read something that I found very hard to believe. I think this was coming from a biological anthropologist who studies people in love. And she asked 5,000 people what trait they found most important in a sexual partner. And the answer wasn't good looks or charm or sense of humor. It was self-confidence. Is that surprising to you?
It's really not, because confidence is extremely attractive. Confidence, not cockiness. And however, I do believe you do need to have that physical attraction regardless. But when someone is confident, it makes them even more attractive. So it's really not that surprising. I mean, if you think about, if we all think about in our own lives right now, before, if you're not in a relationship yet or before you're in a relationship, the people that you were most attracted to probably had that confidence, like I said, not cocky, but that confidence about them, that they just knew who they were and they loved who they were.
And is there something to this business about absence making the heart grow fonder? I mean, do you suggest more separate vacations for people?
No, not necessarily that. But, you know, because of COVID, especially when couples were spending so much time together, there really wasn't this difference between sweatpants during the day and then sexy time. So that's just an example. It really is important. We as humans are not meant to spend 24/7 together. And absence does make the heart go fonder, I believe. So this doesn't mean separate for long periods of time. But I do believe that it's good to have your own individual lives. And then you come together at the end of the day. It's fine if you work trips. I'm not against. My husband used to travel a lot. He doesn't as much anymore. And I don't think long term that spending 24/7 together is the best thing for a couple. I will say that.
Getting together at the end of the day, good idea, but you need a transition period between work and play, don't you?
Exactly. And that's why, you know, going for dinner or just setting the tone. If you have kids, you know, after they go to sleep, there has to be that separation. There has to be something that goes from that casual hecticness, stress of the day into like a loving setting. And this is why communication in a couple is so important. You have to communicate what does it for you. You know, I know a lot of women, we need something more than like, hey, babe, want to just go upstairs and have sex.
That's how romantic.
We need a little romance, you know, nothing crazy, but just something to transition into that mode, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, men and women are very different when it comes to that, aren't they?
So different. And I've, I brought this up many times with my husband, just in a very kind, sweet, like honey way, you know, we're different. Like, I'm different than you. I understand that, especially being a therapist. So maybe can we just, you know, could we go for dinner or could we watch a movie or can we do something to transition into the more of a sexy time?
Yeah. You're wired differently than men. That's for sure.
Very much.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing.
You wrote about going from surviving to thriving in your relationship. And it's really the same things we're talking about here when it comes to sex, isn't it?
Absolutely. You want to be intentional about your sex life, just like you want to be intentional about your relationship. And so once again, communication. Also, giving each other, I have three C's. Communication, giving each other compliments, and also having the confidence and having a growth mindset. All of those things, I added a G in there, but having all of those things can really help take your sex life to the next level and really thrive in your sex life, just like in your relationship.
Mm. I'm thinking of many things I want to mention to you here that I've decided not to. And I think I made a mistake a few minutes ago when I said I'm going to take a break early so we can spend more time on this. I'm getting nervous about this. But so are women more honest with you than men and more likely to talk about all this? I think I know the answer to that already.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking of one particular male client in general who is very, very open about, he does individual sessions, but sometimes they do, him and his wife do sessions. I would have to say that they are equally as open. It depends on the client. It depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
I would say guys like talking about sex more than women, but it also depends.
Really? I thought women are much more open about that and honest about that.
Not from what I've seen. I don't know. These guys, I think it's because these guys find this safe place to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
And then what's so interesting is that we find that when guys want more sex than their wife, it's usually not necessarily about the sex. It's about that they're not feeling loved. Mm-hmm. It sounds surprising because you think men just want sex. But a lot of times I've seen that guys, they're not feeling loved, or they, you know, need to, I don't, men, you know, men need to feel loved also. That's my message for today.
Yes, we do. A nice message from Jamie Bronstein, who grew up in Glencoe and is out in Los Angeles now. And we like to check in occasionally to deal with matters like this. Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too.